The first TOK prescribed title for May 2018 is as follows. Quote, the fields of study of academic disciplines can overlap, but adopting interdisciplinary approaches to the production of knowledge leads only to confusion, end quote. And then what are you supposed to do here? You're supposed to discuss this claim. I'm going to help you out now to understand so that you understand better what this sentence could mean. First of all, what are you supposed to do? What are the instructions? The instructions are you're to discuss the claim. This does not mean that you have to say, yes, I agree, or yes, I disagree, only. But you're going to find cases where you agree more, and you're going to find cases where you're going to agree less with the statement. Some students, they try to give a general answer, and they say, yeah, that's always correct. Yeah, or they say, oh, it's always wrong. Okay, and that's not the right approach. You have to give a balanced answer. And some people also do the following. They choose their areas of knowledge and they say, yeah, and science is always like that. Okay, in science, it's true. But in arts, it's always wrong. Okay, so what they're doing is, that's the second problem, is that they try to answer the question and they go across the whole area of knowledge and they kind of play out the different areas of knowledge against each other. But that's also not a good approach. Rather, you should try to find examples, for example, in the sciences. You can choose another one if you want to, where it's more the case, and also in the sciences where it is less the case, where the quote is not correct. Okay, so please be balanced here. But now let's talk about this a little bit more. So what the quote claims is that if disciplines overlap, then this only leads to confusion. You got to be already aware this only is already an alarm sign. It's kind of a very generalizing thing. Okay, so they're kind of provoking you already. It only leads to confusion. Probably not, right? So when academic disciplines overlap, is this a good or a bad thing? So what you're going to do is you're going to find example where an overlap of academic disciplines is a good thing, and you're going to find examples where it is a not so such a good thing, okay? Where it leads to confusion. And we're going to find example where the overlap of academic disciplines does not lead so much to confusion. So what does this mean, an overlap of academic disciplines? I want to give you an example. What about physics and math? Okay, math is one academic discipline, an area of knowledge, right? So that's what they mean with academic disciplines. They mean the areas of knowledge. And physics, the natural sciences, is another area of knowledge. Okay, and they overlap, right? Because in physics, you use math. Now, it only leads to confusion. That's what the quote is saying, right? Well, you're probably going to say, nah, actually in physics, you probably need math, right? Okay, but always... Or can you not also do physics maybe where you do not need math, or where math actually is a problem in physics, okay? Because I remember what I told you, that you have to find examples, okay? Also of the contrary. So that's the whole point. You write a paragraph where which shows that an overlap of science and math, please, you choose your own areas of knowledge, okay? Where an overlap of science and math, where it leads to confusion, where find examples where an overlap of physics and math is a problem, okay? And an example, another paragraph, where this overlap of academic disciplines is not a problem, where it does not lead to confusion or is even necessary. What about arts and science? I mean, I give you now my example, okay? I give you now my person, don't use this because it's my example. I mean, just right now, just a couple of days ago, the Cassini space probe was crashed into Saturn. Okay, they had to, it was circling for many years, it was going around Saturn. I actually remember 20 years ago when they launched it. Okay, it was a big thing. And now the mission is completed and they had to crash it into Saturn. It was a deliberate, the end of the mission, they have to do that. Otherwise you have too many things flying around there and you don't want that. And basically, that's something that you cannot really, well, of course they have cameras there and all of these things, but you cannot really see the space probe from the outside because there's nothing filming it. So they have artists and computer graphics folks who basically made a computer animation to show how the space probe is actually going around Saturn, right? That's art and science, and it helps me to understand what's going on. Also, in many years ago, folks who were on an expedition, they had artists there who were actually making paintings of the things they saw because photography was not yet invented. So isn't this a nice example to see how art and science overlap? But then there's a counter argument, right? because that's what you're supposed to do. Well, maybe that is not always a good thing, because artists maybe interpret certain things, okay? And yeah, so you see what I mean? Try to find examples where there's an overlap between different areas of knowledge where this is a problem and where it can also be an advantage. Or psychology and biology, okay? The human sciences and biology. Biology and chemistry. Okay, both biology and chemistry, that's both are the natural sciences, so you might want to, yeah? Maybe find another one. Or history and the sciences. What about that? Okay? Using DNA technology from biology to uncover historical questions, like, for example, you find old bones somewhere, okay, about history, yeah, and you're using natural scientific techniques to help out in history. That's cool, right? But maybe that sometimes it's also a problem, okay? So try to find this overlap between academic disciplines, between areas of knowledge, and find examples where this can be an advantage or a disadvantage. And with advantage and disadvantage, I mean where it leads to confusion or not so much to confusion. You have to define what you mean with confusion, right? Don't just say it's a disadvantage or an advantage. I mean, in what sense? You got to define this a little bit, okay? So that's basically the first title that I wanted to clarify here, okay?